This is the Purple Project Podcast coming at you on the end of this work week Friday, folks. Eddie Greer, your host of the Purple Project Podcast, all about covering all things K-State Friday, the 16th of September, 2022, folks. This is the postcast edition, and soccer is on a winning streak. I repeat, folks. The women's soccer team is on a winning streak. They came out and just stormed in the first half all over Colorado State last night in a score of 3-0 in this one. And we pretty much called our shot on this week's edition of the Pro Project Podcast Weekly. Out of the two games, the rest of non-con, this K-State soccer team had to get this game, and they definitely did that early. And quickly, I emphasize quickly in this one, the fastest 3 goals in program history coming in the first half. And they rolled that fast start to beat Colorado State last night in Buser Family Park, 3-0. And Buser Family Park, for those of you who are new to the show here in Manhattan, Kansas, they get that home win. Now they're two-game winning streak at home. Which, by the way, will carry into carry over on the road. They have to go on the road this weekend to face South Dakota State in that one. But that's a Sunday game as that one. Kyler Goings, once again, she was on a mission in this first half of the match there. Scored the first goal of the game, assisted by Ada Anderson, another assist for her this year, and Kaylee Thornhill. And then a couple minutes later, not even 5 minutes, 2.5 minutes later, she scored yet again, puts it down, Kaylee Thornhill on this assist as well, and also with Christian Van Carr. The free kick was almost 20 yards out on this one, and then the first goal came from the left corner. A little bit closer than that. And then Bailey Nemechek. Bailey Nemechek, estimated 30 seconds later, Colorado State D, not ready to play in this first in the first half of this game. Nemechek banked one in, 16 yards out from the left side. And Kyler Goings was on something else. She was a lady on a mission right there as well. Junior goalkeeper Elena Wehrmeyer collected her 9th career shutout in this game in her K-State career, moved her into a tie for 2nd in program history for career shutouts, tying Emma Macy with 8, or who had 8 anyways. Wehrmeyer remains in 2nd on the K-State career wins list with her 9th, and is one shy of tying the school record, which is held by Miranda Larkin back in 2016 in 17 as well. K-State ended the night in his match 16-4 with a 16-4 advantage in total shots. We've been saying it all along, really, for the last, what, two to three weeks on this on the weekly edition of the podcast between me and Alex. I mean, the offense is there, just a matter of getting the goals where they need to be in the net. And finally, in a span of 3.5 minutes, K-State put away Colorado State in the first half, and Colorado State did not score in the second half. Neither did K-State, but that first half was the difference in this soccer matchup. Coach Mike DeBede, after the game, he commented on the 3-goal series there, which was super fast. It was fun. It was a good performance on our part, especially the first half. It was really fun to watch their combination plays and the way they read each other on the field and the way they connected. It was just fun to watch. And then on Kyler Goings' 2-goal night, she's got it going on. She's fired up. She knows it's her senior year, and she wants to continue to be a leader out there and to do what's best for the team and try to get those goals for us. And then, of course, Coach DeBede on defense. The shutout was the key. We didn't concede goals, and we knew we were going to have ourselves chances and put those away early it would have been nice to have a little bit more of a lead, but we can't be that greedy, end quote. Going down here, and Coach Dabney also on Kaylee Thornhill. Kaylee Thornhill here at the last couple games has shown up in the box score here, and her performance speaks for herself here. She's been on several of these on assists, whether it's Kylie Goings or Otta Anderson. Kaylee Thornhill doing some work here. Coach Dabney afterwards, quote, she works and she does all the intangibles that we need from one of the forwards as well. She hasn't gotten on the board yet with scoring, but she does a lot of the things that are important intangible wise for us to be successful, end quote, as well. Kind of that Army Swiss knife that I mentioned on this postcast on the volleyball team here. And Kyla Goings, why not? She spoke after the game. Quote, it was really fun. I want to say I love playing with Bailey Nemechek. And I know that this is her first goal, too. It was really extreme. It was extremely exciting getting a goal, but at the same time, seeing her get that goal and being able to play her that ball, that's what really made the one for me. And as she continues on about the defense performance again, which has been really stellar throughout the year. I know the record doesn't show it for itself, but the defense has been a consistent force throughout the year. Goings on that defense, quote, I think sometimes we find ourselves parking the bus a little bit, like sitting back after we do score a goal. I think when we got that 3-0 lead, we're like, okay, now we can park the bus. Usually after that 1-0, we're like, let's sit a little bit. We didn't do that this time. I'm really glad we didn't, because we always get that 1-0, and it's all about time that we did. It's about time that we did it. Excuse me. But I think that was just kind of for our mindset after that third goal. Obviously, we wanted another one. I wanted that hat trick. But you've got to put the team first, and you want to keep the lead. You want that shutout, end quote, as well. So, K-State. Next, we'll complete its 2022 non-conference schedule on Sunday. They're going to have to travel to South Dakota, Brookings, South Dakota, to face the South Dakota Jackrabbits there. That's going to be a 1 p.m. kick in Brookings, South Dakota there as well. And oh, by the way, for the first time this year, the Wildcats soccer team, the women's soccer team, over 500, 4-3-1. And they dropped the Rams to 3-3-1, I believe. That was the same record coming in for the soccer team, K-State, anyways. And K-State now bumps its record to 4-3-1. They're on a 2-game winning streak now going on the road. That's going to be a tough game. But with the way they're playing defensively, anything can happen in this game. So K-State women's soccer does have the momentum. Of course, you beat a good Yale team who was undefeated 2 weeks ago, and you come here last night at home to continue that momentum right off the bat to pretty much take out the Rams last night as well. So Kyler Goings right now has it going on right now. Nice little pun there to win this postcast. K-State Women's Soccer shuts out Colorado State. Another shutout for this team. I think all their wins have been shut out this year for the soccer team. I think I'm on record on saying now in this podcast. So, fourth shutout win for K-State Women's Soccer. Next up, over the weekend, they're going to be taking on South Dakota State. They're going to look to end their non-con with the 3-in-a-row. Can they get it? The way they're playing, if they can get a lead with that elite defense. Now, I know Kyler Goins said, you know, they kind of let up a little bit, but even with that, they still shut out the Rams. So they get a lead, a little bit of a lead going, then they can have a chance to beat this good Jackrabbits team as well. So K-State Women's Soccer looking to have that momentum in this momentum. Well, not in the momentum, in the non-con with huge momentum going to Iowa State. That's later on in the month, but they got unfinished business. They got to go up to Brookings, South Carolina. That's it, South Carolina, my fault. It's been a long week. South Dakota, Brookings, South Dakota, to take on the Jackrabbits there up north, 1 o'clock, and we'll have the postcast of that as well. Kyler Goins has been and individually here. Let me go down here to the individual stats here. Otto Anderson had 3 shots total. One of them was on goal. She had an assist, as mentioned at the top of the postcast. Kaylee Thornhill, also same thing as Anderson, but she had 2 assists in this game. Bailey Niemczyk's first goal of the year in her K-State career there. Had a shot, banked it in. And, of course, Kyler Goins continues her stellar play here in 2022. 2 goals on 3 shots and added that assist. That one was to Bailey Niemczyk, was the final score of this match. K-State Women's Soccer 4-3-1 heading to Sunday's road matchup, the final non-conference game for the Kansas State Wildcats. The Pearl Project Podcast, you can find it wherever you get your podcasts, folks. K-State Nation, Wildcats soccer team got it going on, folks, and they look to continue that mojo on Sunday. And yes, episode 120 of the weekly edition of the Pro Project Podcast is now out wherever you get your podcast. So make sure you subscribe if you're not already to this podcast. You're new, welcome on board. It's nice to have you, get half y'all on this podcast where we cover all things K-State. And episode 120 is a long one, but a good one with lots to talk about across K-State sports. That's going to do it on this postcast edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Soccer shuts out Colorado State, blitzed them right out of the gate, and they took it to Colorado State 3-0 at home last night at Buser Family Park. Eddie Greer, go Cats. Stay tuned for more coverage this weekend on the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats.